The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to become a private money lender. But before we get started, I'm touching base with you guys again, just hoping everyone's doing all right. I sure hope that you are moving forward with your real estate investing plans. There's certainly a good motivation to do so with so many volatile issues in our economy. And we've got inflation. We've got, deficits out the yang. I mean, it's crazy out there right now. So the good thing about real estate is it's solid, it's tangible, and it's going to be around, and it's always going to have value. But, okay, I'm going to move into the tip of the week here. You need to understand the risks involved. Now, as solid as real estate is, and I'm probably the biggest advocate here for this particular area to invest in, but I'll tell you, I think it's great, but I've never ever unaware of the fact that there are risks involved. And yeah, you could lose some big money if you don't do things right. And you do need to be aware of that there are risks involved. If you've made the decision to get involved with real estate investing already, you already, I'm sure, know that there are risks involved. But understand the risk that partners with investments is going to be the next thing that all successful real estate investors realize. Acknowledging the risk involved will help you to better understand how much you're actually willing to invest based on how risky the situation is. So yeah, there are certain things that are higher risk than others. Some may rate, on a 1 to 10 scale at an 11 as far as risk. And then you're going to have others that are 1s and 2s. So you can choose, and usually the payout, like a lot of investments, is the higher risk, the bigger the payout, but also the bigger the loss. So just be aware of that. Well, let's move into our topic, how to become a private money lender. Now, this is a topic, as a real estate investor, not all real estate investors own property. I mean, I know that sounds strange, but there are plenty of people out there that really aren't, they don't have rental units. They generate cash flow in different ways. And one of those is by lending. I mean, you can go to an REI meeting or meetups for real estate investors, and you'll meet these people, and they're just there to look for good people to invest in. And it's interesting because that's all they do. They would rather do that and not have to mess with, plumbing and all the other, toilets, tennis toilets and trash. They're folks that are making money off of real estate, but they're really not necessarily at a point where they have to deal with properties. Now, sometimes if the if the property is taken as collateral, yeah, you would probably get into the property side of it. But today we're going to talk about this option, which I think is a really good one for this time of the year, you know, or this season in our economy. It's fairly common for real estate investors to sort of branch out. Even guys that do have rental properties will branch out into being a lender and tap into lending. And you don't want to necessarily go with the traditional. Maybe it's because you don't want to, affect your credit record, or maybe it's because it's a short-term thing and you don't want to have to go through all the fees that banks have. And the looking outside that scope, real estate investors will use private money to finance investment properties using private funds. And those private funds could include, even credit cards, for example, to invest in real estate can be beneficial for both the investor and the private lender, allowing the active investor to purchase a new investment property while the private lender receives a return on investment. If you're looking for alternative financing for an investment property or want to put idle money to work, and so maybe you've been a successful real estate investor for a long time, you don't really want to buy more properties, it may be worthwhile to sort of look into the private money loan area. This private money lending program we're going to be doing today will explain, just as an overview, what private money lending is and who can be a private lender, the pros and cons, and so forth. So first off, what is private money lending? Private money lending is when a private individual or small business loan company or investment company offers their personal funds to use for investment purposes. In real estate, it's an alternative option for financing an investment property outside of a traditional bank or lending institution. Hard money lending is often used for rehab loans, and that's one example of private money lending you may be familiar with, where hard money loan is extended for usually a short period of time, and they're usually extended to flippers or rehabbers that are just going to be, doing some work on a house to bring it up in value and sell it or flip it. Another private money loan can be used for bridge loans, development loans, residential or rental loans or commercial loans. The private lender typically secures their investment using a note and mortgage or another type of security instrument, receiving a return on investment, equity split, or possibly a combination of both in return. So there are a lot of different deals that you can strike up with somebody. And you may use your rate or your interest rate as that point of flexibility. If you take some equity, you could possibly reduce the interest rate, or there's a lot of different ways to look at that. But since private money lending is private, it's up to the lender and the borrower to establish the terms of the loan. As long as the property is being used for investment purposes, it falls outside of the Dodd-Frank Act and allows investors to determine the interest rate or loan terms that are agreed upon between both parties. The interest rates for these loans are often several percentage points higher than interest on a traditional mortgage would be. So who can be a private money lender? Private money loans are typically created by people the investor or borrower knows personally. Could be a family member, friend, neighbor, or colleague. However, anyone who has idle money they would like to, receive a return on that'd be better than what they would get in a savings account, can become a private lender. Private money lending is great for individuals who, for example, have idle money or a surplus of cash sitting in a savings account receiving little or no return. Or it could work if you have a sizable retirement account, like an individual retirement account, IRA or 401k, that you want to see grow. And this is a great way to be able to grow it. It's just sitting there, right? Or maybe you're looking for passive income or want to participate in real estate without actively working in it. So what are some of the pros and cons? The pros of being a private lender, the biggest pro of being a private lender is being able to participate in the real estate market passively while receiving a return on investment. The investor does the hard work of managing the property while the lender gets to collect the check. Another added benefit of being a private lender is that you typically receive a higher rate of return than most savings accounts offer. It can depend. You can make 6%, you can make 25% or more, depending on the interest rate charged and whether there are points or other fees charged. Private money loans, if done correctly, can be a great way to grow a retirement account or to increase your passive income monthly. So what are some of the cons of being a private lender? Well, the largest con of being a private money lender is the risk of borrower default. Even with the most thorough due diligence, there's always the chance the investor won't pay according to the terms of the loan. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, there's always risk, right? While the lender is typically secured by the real estate, taking legal action to recover interest to the property can be a timely and sometimes a costly hassle. Additionally, the lender should be confident and educated in the real estate investing strategy and understand how to conduct their own due diligence on the investment and the borrower to reduce their liability and risk. While private lending is a passive investment in the long run, there is a significant amount of work up front for the lenders. So, at a glance, some of the pros: you can earn a higher rate of return to help grow your retirement savings account. It can be passive, secured by real estate, which is good. It's a passive investment requiring very little ongoing work after initially vetting the borrower investment. So once you have this set up, you've checked them out, boom, the money just comes in. On the cons, risk of the borrower not paying and having to foreclose, take legal action. Yeah, those are some of the overviews of it. Now, how does a person become a private money lender? Well, there's, six simple steps. Basically you decide where the funds will come from. Maybe you have a IRA account, or maybe you've got extra money sitting aside. And then you find an investment opportunity, place that you feel confident would, there'd be somebody that would borrow from you that would pay you back, and you could have continuous monthly cash flow from it. The third thing is to conduct your due diligence on investment in the borrower. Fourth thing, determine the loan terms. Fifth, finalize the paperwork. And six, begin collecting. Now, that sounds kind of simple there, but there's some other steps involved. You've got to first off decide where the funds are coming from. If you're just getting started as a private money lender, you'll first need to decide, where it's coming from and how much you're willing to lend. You don't want to, let's say, lend your whole nest egg. You might want to try a smaller amount and see how that goes. You may have cash readily available in a savings account that you can wire or write a check for when that time comes, or you may need to convert a traditional IRA or 401k plan into a self-directed plan, which will allow you to participate in private money lending. Once your funds are in the proper account and available for lending, you determine how much you're willing to loan at any one time. Make sure you are not lending your entire savings, as I mentioned. And you're diversifying. Hopefully you've got funds in different areas. Let me just go a little bit more into detail on those six things. So first, where is your money going to come from? You're a private lender, you have to decide, is it going to come from a savings account, from a traditional IRA or 401k self-directed plan, which allows people to participate in private money? So you'd have to convert that traditional IRA or 401k plan into a self-directed plan so that you can participate in private money lending through your IRA or 401k self-directed plans. Once your funds are in the proper account and available for lending, you can determine how much you're willing to loan at any one time. Make sure you're not lending your entire savings and that you're diversifying your funds across different investment opportunities to mitigate risk. Next, you're going to find an investment property. So once you've established where the funds are coming from and how much you're willing to lend, you'll want to identify an investment opportunity to lend on. Great way to find potential investors to work with is attending local investment associations, you know, investment groups, REIA groups, meetups, real estate meetups, talk with colleagues, friends, or family members who are active in real estate and discuss that you offer private financing if and when the time feels appropriate. It's important to note that investors looking for private money should not explicitly solicit their need for financing if they are not a personal friend or colleague, unless they are, you know, a private placement memorandum, a PPM, and have filed for the proper regulations. It's important to note, though, that investors looking for private money should not explicitly solicit their need for financing if they are not a personal friend or colleague, unless they have a private placement memorandum, a PPM, and have filed for the proper regulations. Some investors do not follow the proper guidelines and regulations relating to raising private money. So as you get started, it's important to start with people you know and trust, or ensure you are working with individuals who have gone through the proper steps to work with you as a private lender, because you could run into problems with that with the SEC. Okay, next, conduct your due diligence on the investment and the borrower. Knowing how to analyze and review a real estate investment is imperative, even if you act solely as the lender. The investor may have a decent track record, but it's your job to vet the borrower and the investment property. Confirm the information the investor provides and do your homework on the individual themselves. Specifically, have they failed to make a payment on other debt obligations? Have they filed for bankruptcy in the past? Are they involved in any past or active litigation relating to their investing? You can research the borrower for a fee, paying for things like a background check and check credit check, or simply research them online for free. But before lending money, I would spend the extra money and do a good thorough background check if it's somebody you don't know, and even if it's somebody you know. Be confident that the borrower and the investment are worthwhile. And then you have to determine the loan terms. You can offer the same terms for each loan you create, or you can negotiate based on the investor and investment opportunity. Some lenders require a down payment, which is a percentage of the property's purchase price, while others do not. It's up to the lender and borrower to establish the following for the loan: interest rate, interest type, okay, and that means adjustable or fixed, length of loan, the time for repayment, closing costs or fees like points, and whether or not there's a balloon payment in it, okay? Then you go ahead to finalize the paperwork. While it's not required, it is best practice to have a licensed attorney draft or review any paperwork related to private money loans. This ensures both parties are adequately protected and the proper legal terms were included in the event of default. Now, the lenders should always keep the original note and mortgage or security instrument in their possession, providing a copy to the borrower. Depending on the state, if the borrower defaults and foreclosure action is pursued, the original note and mortgage must be produced in court in order to foreclose. So that's why you have to hold on to that as the lender. Then you can begin collecting. Keep good records of the payments the borrower has made, including copies of checks or bank statements or an Excel spreadsheet, or confirm the proper principal and interest was accounted for with each payment. This reduces your risk if the borrower does default, while also making the loan marketable if you ever want or need to sell on the secondary market. And then finally, peer-to-peer lending. If you don't want to do everything yourself, you can connect with a peer-to-peer lender who will do much of this, you know, this back-end and front-end work here on these loans for you. So some of the top peer-to-peer lending sites for borrowers and investors I'm going to include in our show notes. So there are companies like Prosper, Payoff, Lending Club, PeerForm, Upstart, StreetShares, which is for small businesses, Funding Circle, also small businesses, and Kiva for first-time borrowers. Now, these are some of the top. There's plenty more, but you can check out the links on the website, and they'll have also some additional information in there, and, you know, what their average rates are, what their average terms are, who do they lend to, and so forth. So that's also another good option where you don't have to do everything yourself. Now, just in summary, becoming a private money lender, it's not for everyone. It can be a good option, or it can be a good way to diversify your investments. If you have idle money or want to grow your portfolio while investing passively in real estate, but it must be done properly, and make sure you stay informed on real estate investing strategies, the market and lending practices, and that your risk tolerance aligns with this form of investing. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, and there will be a number of links that you can access in our detailed show notes of the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled How to Become a Private Money Lender. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward. And may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.